In Montana, the cleanup is still underway after an ExxonMobil pipeline burst over the weekend. An estimated 42,000 gallons of crude oil has spilled into the waters of the Yellowstone River. Montana Public Radio's Emily Ritter reports.
Kathy Williams and her husband own 800 acres of riverfront ranch land in Laurel, near the site of the broken pipe. Williams says her biggest concern right now is not being able to irrigate spring wheat and alfalfa crops.
It's definitely a huge, huge mess, and at our place, we have so much lowland that is wet and flooded that we haven't even been able to look at it yet to get to it.
An ExxonMobil claims adjuster toured her ranch on Tuesday. Williams believes her drinking water might be contaminated, and she's not sure what will happen to those spring crops if they can't be irrigated. The oil company has about 350 people on the ground for cleanup. President of ExxonMobil pipeline company Gary Prusing says he doesn't have an estimate on how much cleanup will cost.
Quite frankly, that is not our primary focus right now. Our focus is on making sure that we go out and find where the oil is and get out and clean it up.
The state of Montana, not Exxon or the EPA, will determine when the Yellowstone River and surrounding areas are restored, says Governor Brian Schweitzer.
And we won't rest until the remediation is complete along the Yellowstone River for this generation and all the generations to come.
The burst pipeline is Exxon's main supply of crude oil to its Billings refinery. The company is optimistic supply to its consumers will not be affected. For NPR News, I'm Emily Ritter in Helena, Montana.